Welcome to the Crazy Town Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT Dynamite Explosive One. And we have a very special guest with us today. It's National Women's Month, so what better than to have a shining example of what woman is? She is a philanthropist. She has a heart of gold. And she has more knowledge about avian than either one of me and Jonas could ever hope to have.
I don't even know what avian means.
That's cool.
I'm a liar. I do.
It doesn't matter. I want to introduce to you a very special guest, Charlie, podcast.
What's welcome. Up,
I knew I was invited for being the white woman perspective that y'all needed.
It's not National White Woman's Month. It's National Woman's Month.
I already have a key to the mothership. We do not need another key to the mothership.
We already got diversity on the podcast. But no, I'm glad that you brought the racial joke to the podcast before I did. Honestly, that shows a lot of promise.
Yeah.
We might need more to come. More often.
More to come.
Wow. Wow.
See? I told you.
That's a road that I don't walk down. So I hear that you have a lot of avian knowledge, and you were talking to us about feral parrots.
Okay.
So I'm curious about this.
Okay, this is crazy. So in Austin, there are these Quaker parrots. They're also known as monk parakeets. They're nothing like real parakeets.
Oh, I thought you said parrots.
No, they are a Quaker parrot.
Okay.
But their other name is monk parakeet.
Okay.
I don't know I don't know who calls what. But they're the green parrots. You've heard them.
Where have I heard them?
I mean, I hear them all the time. But like they're at the domain.
What noise do they make?
Well, I'm not going to.
I
can't do that.
Okay.
They make a parrot noise.
But they make really great pets because they can talk really well, and that's why a lot of people buy parrots. And in Austin, they can thrive, actually. Like, the winter doesn't really bother them.
Okay.
And they're everywhere. They've been multiplying, I think, the first colony, or like somebody released it as a pet, and then another person released it as a pet. And then they started breeding.
Doing bird babies.
Yeah. And they're like, there's thriving colonies here.
So what makes them invasive necessarily? Because usually it's something that's deemed invasive when it has like a detrimental effect on the ecosystem.
Exactly.
So what do they do? I agree, but I don't know why.
I was just wondering what made them invasive.
They're not even from America. Like, they're from Australia, South America,
are they,
or something.
Calling people slurs or like shitting on people's windows or something. That's how they're
shitting
invasive
on people's windows. Definitely.
That could be the thing.
But they like come in and they take away native birds' population, their food, their habitats. So
usually if something's not from here, like you got like the lantern fly, you have like the fact that there's no bees really anymore, that bees are dying off because of the Japanese ones that are coming into the country.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Is that racist?
This is real stuff.
Racist.
The Japanese bees.
Wow.
No, this is
Japanese
real stuff,
are
man.
Coming in.
The Japanese bees are coming in and killing all the regular bees, man. When's the last time you saw a bee?
Like yesterday.
Yeah.
Malarkey.
Yeah, this
I mean,
week,
how do I tell
sure.
the difference between a Japanese bee and a regular bee?
Well, the Japanese bees are the big bees, and then they go into
You literally, for
they're
no,
all big
are you
bees.
Not seeing this? He's holding his hands up as big as a football.
It's like, <they're, laughs> what literally, football is this? You ain't Dak Prescott. This is a, it's like a size.
It's
of like
a 7-inch submarine sandwich
it's
from
like
Jimmy
a
John's.
Hot dog.
What bee is that size? Is my point.
Exactly.
So you know when you see one.
The one who eats your soul because it's as big as a goddamn sub.
Yeah, well, you think I'm kidding, man. People at home are like, Dynamite's talking real stuff. I want to know what these parakeets, do you have one of them?
No, I have regular parakeets.
You do have birds of your own.
Yeah,
What kind of regular parakeets are there?
So they're also known as budgerigars.
Okay.
Budgies.
Are they blood-borne?
No, they're like cute little guys.
Like cute little
you
birds.
See them at Petco. Don't buy the Petco ones, though.
What
They're
do they do
terrible.
To them?
They buy them from really bad breeders, and they all end up dying.
Do you breed them?
No. Well, oh my God, don't even get me started.
Wait, have you tried to breed them and
she,
failed?
No.
She showed me eggs on her phone.
My girl bird will not stop laying eggs, and she is on Lupron injections, which are hormone shots. Because,
to stop the eggs?
Yes, because she won't stop laying eggs, and it can be really bad for them. And actually, Lupron, my mom took Lupron when she had to get her ovaries out. So it's like legit.
Okay, wait. So like, do you like eat them for breakfast?
The eggs.
Parakeet eggs? No, it's like the size of a coin.
Hey.
I've broken it open, though, to see what's the yolk.
In it? You broke it and opened it?
Yeah, because it's cute.
You percolate them? Do you percolate them on a heating pad to, like, turn them into babies?
No, God, no. No, and I don't let... So I have a boy bird, too. I have two girls and a boy. And one of the girls and boy are, like, a bonded pair, and they love each other. And it's been months. I've had to keep them separated. And so
You're, like, Romeo and Julietting them? You're, like, keeping them separated?
Yes.
Which one's a Montague?
You know, it's been years. I don't know.
I don't even remember
that's
either.
The girl Capulet. Or the boy?
That's the girl. Wow. So you Montague, have to, like, separate them. They're star-crossed lovers because of Charlie.
Yeah.
Why do you have to separate them?
They're hormonal.
Because they will not stop.
Yeah.
Boinking?
Yeah. Boinking.
What is parakeet
mounting,
boinking?
Mount. The boy, gets on top. You know, that's actually.
And they flutter the wings real fast and stuff.
Birds, evolutionary, have lost their penis. Did you know that?
How do they?
I've learned that too. Goodness.
How do they implant their bird seed? Oh, no pun intended.
Oh my God, that was terrible. Eyes are rolling.
Hey, it fits though. It was, how do they get their bird seed to each other?
There's a cloaca. Oh, yep.
Jinx. Wow, y'all are like straight up bird boinking.
God, you don't know bird anatomy? Yeah, I mean,
I was absent that week in high school. I had the flu.
You did a lot of drugs. The older
I've
gotten.
Well, excuse me, I've never done drugs ever. Do not put that in my mouth.
Yeah, okay. You put it all in your mouth on your own, buddy. Excuse? Didn't take much.
How did this become a drug?
Right, all of a sudden, I'm a junkie? Get out of here.
Birds.
Yeah, we're back on birds now.
Bird coculas or whatever they're called.
Cloaca. Cloacula. It's like Dracula.
Bird caliculas. So you're keeping your birds apart so they don't have coitus.
So I know that birds can be hormonal. Do they ever, like, show any outbursts towards you? They ever get, like, violent?
No. They love each other too much.
But towards I'm you, they're...
The mom.
You're just the mom.
But if you're pulling them apart, aren't they mad at you for that?
Nah,
they're not. They're smart, but they're not that smart.
Yeah, they're not that smart. They're birds.
Okay. Go ahead.
Have
you ever thought about getting a larger bird?
Yes, a Quaker, for sure.
What's
the feral ones.
You want to steal
you want
one?
A muskox? What do you call them? A muskakeet?
Muscovy duck?
What's the one on the Tommy Bahama logo? Those are macaws?
The what logo?
I don't know if it's even Tommy
He's
Bahama.
Talking about
a
the
macaw.
Snake.
That's like the most common parrot. When you think of a parrot, you think of a macaw.
Okay.
Like the blue and yellow or the red and green and yellow, whatever.
Is that what you're going to get?
Minecraft. No, God. No, those live to be like 80 and you have to like... Yeah. I don't know. That's just such a time commitment. It's like owning a toddler for 80 years. Like
they're different than normal pets.
Owning
man.
A toddler for 80 years.
You have to be home all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parakeets, I can leave for like a week and they're fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, switching gears, also have a snake.
I do have a snake. Can I tell the story?
How did I found you find it in a river or something?
Yeah, I found him.
Please tell the story.
Wait, you have a rabid, wild, feral snake as a pet?
I like the feral animals, obviously.
So, yeah.
No, so I used to live in Portland.
Okay, that explains a lot.
Shout out to Pacific Northwestern wild snake.
And I was working downtown, and in the parking garage, it was like October. I had hopped into this new office that I was helping out at, and I pulled in the parking garage, parked my car, and I get out of the car, and there's a snake on the ground. And I don't know anything about snakes. And so I'm terrified. And then I'm like, oh, this new office is pulling a prank on me. That's so funny. Rubber snake on the ground because he wasn't moving.
Rubber snake.
So then I go upstairs and I introduce myself, whatever. And I'm like, you guys really scared me with that rubber snake. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, there's a snake in the parking garage. Like, that wasn't real. And it was very real. So I ended up keeping him.
How long was the snake?
Wait, how did you go from haha to rubber snake to I took him home?
Well, I sent a picture to my mom and then she showed a coworker and her coworker was like, oh, that's a ball python. They're actually like really nice.
Oh, okay.
They're
all
good
right.
pets.
I was going to ask what kind of snake it was.
Yeah.
Because I imagine if it was like a, you know, a coral snake, you probably would have left it there.
Or, you know, like a poisonous or something. But downtown Portland doesn't have poisonous snakes. So.
I've never known downtown Portland to have ball pythons.
I know any urban area to have downtown snakes.
It seems like, especially Portland being so north, that doesn't seem like a safe place for a
snake. Not at all. Yeah, he would have died. really quickly in the cold.
I wonder if he was in, you know, they're cold-blooded, so, like, it was October, so it wasn't warm. I wonder if he was just, like, scared and afraid, like someone just left him.
Well, we think he had, like, crawled into a car, like, engine, and then it was a parking garage, so he crawled out when he got too cold or something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you feed him? Like,
small rats, but I buy them frozen because I can't do the last
thing. Oh, you
thing.
Can't do the, like, smash them in the bottom of the...
Smash?
Okay. No, not smash. You like throw them down to like so they are incapacitated.
I'm confused.
I would never. Oh my god.
So you're fine with giving him already dead rats.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be the reason they're dead.
They've been lab frozen. What's the word? Humanely.
Well, they do put them to sleep and then slide them in.
Hey,
the
I don't
fridge.
Know the working. It's a big business. Vegan. It's a big business. We should get in on that. <Let's start.
laughs> It's funny. A running joke on the podcast is that's the business we should get into.
Yeah, it is.
And it's
that's the business we should get into. Frozen rats.
Frozen rats.
Humanely freezing. We'll line the Crazy Town compound with freezers. We'll just humanely like. Drug them with some bourbon.
Exactly.
Slide them in.
I don't want any part of that. I'll be the office manager.
You just said we should get into the business.
Yeah, the money part of it. Oh, the money. Not the killing part of it.
She's more of an ideas guy.
Yeah. All right. Give me a cut.
I'm the idea man. The idea woman. Genius. And hey, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Woman.
What woman, else? What remember? Else do you have to say about any closing words on snakes or birds?
Any suggestions? Any suggestions on people who may be thinking about getting a snake?
Oh my god,
bird?
Don't get a bird. Like
okay.
Honestly,
okay.
I'm good. Such a bird person, and any friends I have that come over, they don't know anything about birds. They think they do, and it's such a commitment. Budgies are fine, but people are like, I want a parrot because they talk and they're silly.
It's
no.
A lifetime.
Yeah, they don't. Not all of them talk.
It's
like
crazy.
It's so different from owning a dog. Yeah. And
yeah. Yeah.
But they're the best pets ever.
Why?
Because they're just easy and they're so cute.
You just
and
said don't get one and then you say
I know.
Bro, it's like marriage. It's like it's got the highest highs but the yeah. lowest lows. It's a very hard thing to do, but it pays off when it pays
it's
off.
It's so hard.
Yeah, they're adorable.
Married people.
I would never.
Yeah. Yeah.
I meant that for wives and birds.
Fair.
Same. I don't want no wives over here.
Yeah. No wives. Yeah.
No, I don't want a wife either.
Yeah. Fair all enough. Right. Well, that's all time we have for this episode. Please make sure to go to thecrazytown.com and subscribe for Jonas.
TNT and
Charlie.
We out.